reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better life.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome to a very splendid episode on this new silsila, Reflections for a Better Life, in which as we journey through this beautiful silsila, you and I will come across topics that will be discussed in order for you and I to reflect on how to better our life, how to improve ourselves, how to improve our family, how to improve our relationships, and much more, inshallah. So this is a very beautiful silsila, a very enlightening one, and this is very, very important, especially for the youth, for the young generation out there, for them to better their life. Of course, it is for all of us that we should be bettering our life, we should be improving on a day-to-day basis. But as we say that the future leaders of tomorrow are the youth, and they have to start from now in order to better themselves for the future, inshallah. So this is Reflections for a Better Life. And today, alhamdulillah, we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, a very interesting one actually, and that is regarding the digital world. I'm sure by the mention of that, many of you might be wondering, okay, what are we going to discuss in here? Are we going to be discussing AI and etc., etc.? But of course, the digital world, it comprises of many, many different angles. It is very, very vast. So we are going to be mentioning regarding the psychological, the mental aspects of it, regarding mental health. We are going to be mentioning also about social media friendships. We are going to be discussing the harms of social media. Also together with that, we are going to be discussing as well the positives of social media, the positives of technology and the digital world at large. But before that, dear viewers of Madani channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully informed us that beautify your gathering by reciting salawat upon me, for your recitation of salawat upon me will be a nur, a light for you on the day of Qiyamah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, dear viewers of Madani channel, the digital world, a very wide topic, a very vast topic, with many, many angles, as I've mentioned. But before we actually go into this topic of discussion, the digital world, let's rewind a good few years back when technology was not as advanced, when there were no smartphones, when there were no advanced computers. Let's rewind to those times, as they say, the good old days. And those were the days where families were united. Those were the days where you'd see children running around, you know, making nonsense, crying, screaming, laughing, you know, just having fun. Small children, you'll see children playing on the sand, playing outside in the yard. You'd see children playing with each other, making up games to keep themselves going. Not video games, but games as if they would play with each other. For example, you know, hide and seek, etc., as children would play when they were young, and much, much more as well. We see the good old days when technology was not there, everyone's life. Yes, it might have been, or it could have been a difficult one, but There was one thing in that that truly, truly stands out, which we don't see it in today's time, and that is family unity. That is bonding. That is giving time and preference to family, not only one's family, but even to friends, even to distant relatives as well. You know, people, I recall, you know, our grandparents, they would live on the farm and they would have their chickens there. They would have their cows, etc. They would have a garden. They would have a tree, maybe an apple tree, a mango tree, etc. And at a distance, they would have maybe a river flowing there. And they lived the natural life, you know. They wanted to have chicken, they would simply go and slaughter the chicken. They wanted to have milk, they would simply go and milk the goat or milk the cow. And they wanted to retrieve water, they would simply go to the river, boil that water, drink that water. They wanted to have light, they would simply light a candle or have a lamp, etc. And this created a very special bond, a very tight bond, a close bond, which was unbreakable. That is why we see that our grandparents, their marriages, it has lasted so long. You know why? It's because they went through the thick and thin of life with each other. They went through the ups of life, they went through the downs of life, together, side by side. And they made sure that the family, it stays united. They ate together, they spoke together, they went out together, they did everything together. When it came to cooking, they all partook in it. The husband, he would slaughter the chicken or slaughter the goat, or whatever it could have been, he would milk the cow and, you know, separate the meat. The wife, she would be cooking it, the husband would be helping out in that as well. The clothes, the husband would be helping out as well. All of this, dear viewers of Mother Nation, was done, was normalized. It was a normal thing. It was nothing out of the extraordinary. It was normal before the digital world, which is the era that you and I are in. And you tell me, back in the day, the good old days, which was a good couple of years back, if you have to look at that and today, which one would you prefer? Of course, and I'm sure this is, of course, everyone's own opinion, and you can think that for yourself. But I'm pretty sure that majority would say the good old days, because there was less corruption as well, less crime, etc. Everyone lived so peacefully. Everyone lived in harmony. And now, dear viewers of Mother Nation, we are in the digital world, which is very scary if you really think about it. Now with AI coming about, and as researchers say, that is only the tip of the iceberg. You know, in today's time, you cannot even tell what is real anymore. You can't tell what's real. You can't tell what's fake. A person may be, for example, here in South Africa, Durban, but his picture would look as if he is somewhere else. And people would think that, oh, he really went to visit that country or that particular place outside of the country that he is in. This is the digital world that you and I are living in right now. So it's important that we understand this and we don't fall into the trap of, you know, falling in love with this world. We don't fall into the trap of being so engrossed in technology, in social media, in this digital world, that we forget those who really matter, that we forget about, you know, our brother who we grew up with, our sister who we grew up with, our fathers, our mothers who brought us up and took care of us. We should not be so oblivious and so blinded because of the digital world that we have forgotten about them and they have taken the back seat. No, this should not be the case. So today we are going to try and understand this digital world from many, many aspects, from many, many angles. And to begin with, it's important for us to understand it from a psychological aspect and a mental aspect as well. What it does to your mental health. You know, now you'd see, this is the day and age where everyone is on their phones and all you see is the head is down and it's just The thumbs are just moving up and up and up, just scrolling, one after the other, just scrolling. Nothing else has been done. Now, we are going to understand today what that really does to our brain, how that changes the way we think, how does that affect our creativity. So to begin, with regards to the mental health, first and foremost, is it causes anxiety and depression. Yes, a lot of use of social media and technology, it causes anxiety and depression. You know, spending too much time on social media, it is linked to increased anxiety and symptoms of depression, and partly due to negative self-comparisons and feelings of loneliness. This is what it does. Because you are in a virtual world, what you are looking at is a virtual world, it's not real. And by looking at all of that, you think to yourself that, what am I? You start to feel lonely. And then anxiety kicks in. And then depression kicks in. And once that kicks in, you got no energy in you. You have no feeling at all in you. You become numb. You don't want to socialize anymore. You don't feel like eating much. You just want to be alone because of the excessive amount of social media usage. That's the first point. Anxiety and depression, mental health, psychological effects. The second point is body image issues. This is seeing curated, over-edited images of others can make users feel dissatisfied with their own bodies and appearance. And today when we look at it, we see all of that. We look at a picture and we see the person is absolutely flawless. You know, no pimple, no mark on the face, no stretch mark, no nothing. It's actually shining. Why? Because of the over-editing. And this can make one feel dissatisfied with their own bodies and their own appearance, which no one should really be thinking that way, because it's important for us to know what's on social media out there in the digital world is not real at all. They false, and the pimples, the marks that they have on their face, that is all covered up by editing, and you and I can't really know of it. So that shouldn't make you and I despondent. That shouldn't make you and I feel dissatisfied with that. Rather, you and I should be grateful upon this fact that alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, we are mu'mineen. Alhamdulillah, we are the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created you and I in the most best, excellent form. Excellent way. We have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So don't look at anybody else. Don't look at others on social media and compare yourself to them. No, don't put yourself down like that. Rather, look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, the bounties Allah ta'ala has given you, and then you would be making shukr to Allah. You would thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instead of feeling dissatisfied by looking at others. That was point number two. Point number three is low self-esteem. Now, unhealthy social comparison to others, perceived, you know, perfect lives, unhealthy social comparisons to others' perceived perfect lives, this can damage self-confidence and self-worth. Because on social media, what do you see? You see everyone is touring the world. You see everyone is eating luxury foods. You see everything is so picture perfect. And their lives, when you look at it, you think their lives are so, you know, bed of roses. They walk in through a park, through a beautiful park, with a garden, and nothing is going wrong in their lives. It's so perfect. That's according to you and I. But when you go and ask them, they would tell you that they can't sleep at night. When you go and ask them, they would tell you that I stress a lot. I have anxiety. I have depression. I have this. I have that. ADHD and whatnot. So many things comes in place of that. So another factor with regards to psychological health and mental health is low self-esteem. And we as believers, we are taught not to have low self-esteem because we are Muslims. We have to have self-esteem because we are believers. We are the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't need to compare ourselves to others. We don't really need to do that. We don't need to look at another person's picture-perfect life and damage our own self-confidence, damage our own self-worth. No, you have worth, you have value because Muslims have iman. Mu'mineen, they have iman, they have faith, and we have self-confidence as well. Now, these were some pointers, right? Then we go on to the next phase, which is behavioral and social issues. Now, the first one under this is addiction. Social media platforms are designed to be addictive. Have you not noticed that? As soon as you open up social media, you're hooked, hook, line and sinker. You know, you're already there, they got you. So it's designed to be addictive, providing a dopamine hit. It gives you that hit from likes that you see, from notifications, which can lead to compulsive usage. And the second is sleep disruption. You know, the blue light when you're on your device, when you look at it, the blue light from screens and constant engagements can interfere with sleep cycles. And this leads to insomnia and poor sleep quality, which is why today some people we see that they can't sleep. They ask, what can I read to remove insomnia? What can I do to remove this insomnia? But they are not looking at what was the cause of it in the first place. And the cause of it was what? Too much of screen time. They never gave their eyes that break because the blue light that emanates from the screen, it affects your eyes. And worse than that, before going to sleep, some people even use their mobile phones. And all the lights are off. They are laying in bed and they are just, you know, scrolling. And then when they feel tired, they would off the phone, put it one side. But they can't really sleep. Why is that? Because the effect of the blue light that emanates from the screen, it plays in your brain. Your brain has already become wired. According to your brain, it thinks and it feels as if it is awake and it's still normal to be awake. Meantime, your body feels tired. You want to sleep, but you close your eyes and you still can't get sleep. You are still wandering here, you are wandering there. You are still processing and still thinking about what you last saw on social media. And that is going to play on your mind. So a precaution to take is, if you really need to use your phone, use it 2 hours at least, 2 hours before you even go to sleep. Because then your mind, your brain will be fresh. And when you go to sleep, there is no thoughts, there are no images or visuals playing on your mind. So this is a very good measure for you and I to take as well. The next is, with social issues, is social isolation. Now, despite its purpose of connecting people, you know, the purpose of social media is what? When you have social media, you can connect with people. So despite this, excessive social media use, it can replace meaningful real-world interactions, paradoxically increase feelings of loneliness. Have you not noticed that? That, you know, when you use social media so much, you are kind of being distant from real-world connections, from meaningful real-life situations, real-life connections, where when you meet a person in real life compared to on social media, you find it kind of what difficult to engage with them. You find it difficult to start a convo, to start a conversation. Why? Because you don't know what to do. All you knew on social media was to put an emoji. All you knew on social media was to put short form words. That's it. And you never really knew. You never really mastered the art of connecting to people, of of speaking to people, conversing with people, engaging in a meaningful conversation with people. And that is because of excessive social media usage. And the next point is, which is really, really a reality and important, and that is FOMO. FOMO is fear of missing out. Yes, and many youngsters out there, they go through this as well. Now, constantly seeing posts about others' activities, about the activities of others, this can create a persistent worry that you are missing out on an exciting or better experiences. This is called FOMO. You see someone keep on posting, oh, I went to this place and I got this unique ice cream that the cone is only black and the ice cream is also only black, which is out there in the world. And people see all of this and they think, hey, you know what, I'm missing out on so much, man. I mean, look at this person. This person is enjoying. He's going here, he's going there, he's eating this, eating that. He's drinking all different sorts of beverages. And me, I am just sitting one place and I'm missing out. Little does that person realize about the blessings that he has already within himself. And this is where the feeling of ingratitude comes in. Because of FOMO, fear of missing out. Looking at somebody else and comparing yourself to them. So also this is another concern. It is another worry, especially for our children, for our youngsters, for our teens out there. This is very, very detrimental and harmful. And it's important that they are also educated on these topics. It's very important because it's related to current times. If they are not educated about this, then they would get this information from elsewhere. And who knows what will happen? It's better they get it from you, the parents, than getting it from their friends. Because if they get it from their friends, they will go more down into the rabbit hole. And by you as parents informing them and telling them, then they would get educated, they would feel more secure in coming to you and wanting to know more. So we have covered the behavioral and social issues. Next we go to is exposure to harmful content. And cyberbullying falls under this. You know, online harassment and abuse are significant threats that can have lasting emotional consequences. Lasting emotion. It's very hard, very difficult to come out of that because it's online. It's on social media. It's on the internet. How do you come out from that? Everyone is seeing it. It's not only your family. It's not only you, but your friends. Even people that you don't know, they're also seeing those stuff. So this is very, very detrimental as well. And the next is inappropriate or distressing content. You know, users may be exposed to inappropriate content, hate speech, graphic imagery, or misinformation that can cause distress or anxiety. Now, why it's problematic? Social media, why is it problematic? It is because of idealized portrayals. And social media often showcases only the highlights of people's lives, creating an unrealistic and unattainable standard. And to understand this, we understand it through algorithms. And what is algorithms? Algorithms are designed to keep users engaged by feeding them. By feeding them what? By feeding them content aligned with their own interest, that which you like. You see something and the algorithm knows already that you like seeing this. It will continuously bring up content like that or similar to that. And that keeps you hooked. And you find it so difficult to get out from it. And then you think to yourself, when you look at the clock, you think, oh, 2 hours gone? Just like that, how? Time is going so fast because time was the same for everyone. But you were the one who felt it going fast. Why? Because you were so drowned, so engrossed in looking at that content that you didn't realize how fast time is going. You don't realize about time. You don't realize about your surroundings. Your mind, your brain was in that. And because of the dopamine hit that your brain was getting, it didn't make you realize anything else. So it's aligned with your interests, which it can limit exposure to diverse viewpoints and contribute to a narrow worldview. That is algorithms. And then the next is brain-body connection. Now, the stress from negative online experiences, this can lead to physical symptoms like headaches or even nausea as well. Because sometimes, I'm sure you must have felt it too, that looking too much at a screen, scrolling, not giving your brain a chance to rest, not giving your eyes a chance to rest. What do you think will happen? Of course, you would end up getting a headache because you are straining your eyes. And once you get a headache, then at times it can make you feel nauseous as well. And you would want to throw up. And that is a very, very uncomfortable feeling. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, social media is like a knife. Understand it in this way. Social media is like a knife that can be utilized for both good and bad purposes. But if you really look at it and you really see around, that's unfortunately social media is being used predominantly for bad purposes in our society. You know, the obscene articles and stories and pictures and such videos that arouse carnal desires, they have destroyed the character, the morals and habits of the younger generation, the teens, our children, the youth. It has destroyed it. And sins like wasting one's precious money and time, lying, deceiving and blackmailing people, even online this occurs, where a person blackmails online, are so rapidly spreading among the youth of our society. Now, previously, the usage of social media, it was limited, but ever since this facility became on mobile phones, even young children are falling prey to it and destroying their future. So those who become embroiled in it remain deprived of acquiring education. Yes, they become deprived of gaining education that which will empower them. They fail to attain a prominent status in society and they lose morals and become disgraced all around. Now, there are some harms of social media, as we've already discussed, from a psychological aspect. And now social media itself, there are some harms. There are pros, there are cons, you know. Now, let us discuss the harms of it first. It's mentioned that in a beautiful, in the magazine Faizan-e Madina, it's mentioned there that it is very difficult for those who use social media to refrain from sins, especially unlawful gazing, since irreligious people with corrupt beliefs also use social media in large numbers. And sometimes there is a great risk for a common Muslim to fall prey to their whispers and develop corrupt beliefs or lose one's faith. And the second is physical loss. Now, social media, the accounts of social media are normally accessed through mobile phones or computers, tablets. And both of them are harmful to one's eyesight, as I've mentioned earlier. And moreover, you know, in case of not using it in the right manner, the muscles are also adversely affected. Allahu Akbar. These eyes, our tongue, our body limbs, these are an amana. It is a trust from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you and I. It is up to us, how are we taking care of our body? How are we taking care of our eyesight? Are we using our eyesight in a way that damages it, that weakens it? Or are we using it in a way that improves our eyesight? By looking at the Holy Quran, by eating those fruits and vegetables that improves one's eyesight? Or are we using it to damage our eyesight and to lessen the quality of our vision by using a lot of screen time? So this is something for you and I to ask ourselves. And the third is educational loss. Now, using time effectively is of utmost importance to attain success in education, whether worldly education or dini education. And there is perhaps not anything else that wastes one's time as much as social media does, which is a reality, it's a truth. You know, it's possible that in future, this ummah is deprived of producing learned scholars, competent doctors and engineers, because students, some students, illa mashallah, waste most of their time using social media. And the fourth is social loss. That although you can contact anyone in the world by sitting at one place through social media, this has created, you know what? It created distances among our own loved ones. The father, mother, and children are all busy on their own social media accounts and are unable to give time to each other. Do we not see this nowadays, the abuse of Madani, inshallah? The mother on the phone, children on their phone, father on his phone, TV is on, and everyone is just living. How do you call that living a life? Where's the family time? Where's the time of bonding? Where's all that gone? Like how it was in the good old days, as I mentioned earlier on, a good couple of years back where everyone was together. And that time all everyone wanted to do was just to talk, was just to bond, was just to get along with each other, because that was their form of enjoying themselves. Because to them, our grandparents, what mattered to them most was family, to keep the family bonded, to keep the family united, whereas we don't see this in today's time. That was the fourth point. The fifth point is economic loss. You know, one spends a lot of money on the internet tariffs to use social media. Of course, you want to use social media, you got to pay. Nothing comes for free these days. There's a cost to everything. You want to keep on scrolling, you got to pay more internet tariffs to get more data for yourself. Otherwise, you won't be able to scroll. And if you can't scroll, then you go into panic mode, panic attack. And then you go into anxiety. Oh, I can't breathe. I can't do this. I can't do that. I need to get data first. And then once you start scrolling, you calm again. This, dear viewers of Madani Channel, in our time, in this digital world, it may seem normal. But in reality, in essence, it is not normal at all. It's normalized by the West, but and to us, it's not normal because it's only social media, it's internet tariffs. So this is a loss, economic loss. One spends so much of money on internet tariffs to use social media. And the same time and money could be utilized, you know, more effectively in order to strengthen one's financial position. Yes, that same money that you have, get your data, get your tariff, no problem. Use it wisely. Use it appropriately. Don't abuse it. Then you wouldn't have to spend so much of money just on internet tariffs. And that will go into wastage. Whereas, as I've mentioned, that you could actually save all that money. Imagine if you could save all of that. How much would you end up with at the end of the month or end of the year? You would end up with so much. You know, something is better than nothing. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to value our time. So, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the next point is social media friendship. You know, they say that you are judged from your friend. And it's a true fact that, you know, all praise and honor is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah ta'ala has also bestowed honor on us, on you and I, by blessing us with Iman and Islam. And we must care about this honor of ours. You know, in society, a person is judged from his friends. Yes. And this means that people consider a person to be the same as the kind of people whose company he has. And nowadays, social media friendships are becoming so common, most common. You know, they are a large number, a lot of people who become friends through through what? Through social media, whether they know the person or don't know the person, but they would hit the friend request. Why? They want to grow the followers. They want to have more friends on the social media platform. So they send requests, whether they know the person or they don't know the person. So a lot of people, they become friends through social media, and then they claim to become close friends without any confirmation and investigation. And then after that, what happens? They start to meet with each other. You know, in the news, so many incidents have been witnessed in which people have been deceived in the guise of social media friendship. As you know, some news, if you have seen that in 2018, social media friendship was made, and then a mobile and 65,000 rupees were snatched on the pretext of meeting. How can a person just trust anyone on social media? You don't know who the person is. A person could put such a name there and a profile that you think this person is good. But how can you really tell whether it's a fake profile or whether it's a true profile? You can't really tell. So this goes to show that if you want to be saved, then we should not trust just anyone blindly. Otherwise, you're going to be shooting yourself in the foot. And then you're going to be crying for help. Whereas you were the one who made the mistake in the first place by not doing an investigation and doing your homework into finding out who this person is that sent me a friend request, whereas I don't know him. Perhaps he knows me, but I don't know him. So it's for you to do some homework. You know, amongst the people making social media friendships, there are a large number of girls who make friendships with non-mahrams through social media. And remember, you know, in the matter of friendship, as it is essential to distinguish between good and bad, it is also essential to distinguish between mahram and non-mahram. Friendship with non-mahram is impermissible and haram, prohibited. You know, in the world, a lot of such real incidents have taken place that people meet friendship with non-mahram through social media. They left their home to go and meet, and then they suffered loss. They lost the chastity and got nothing but regret. Now, some of them, there are a few incidents. You know, like this one, for example, is mentioned. After making a friendship through social media, a 15-year-old girl reached Multan to meet her friend, where the boy deceived her and fled away. Can you imagine? A reality, a true story, real life. Another story. A girl from a particular place reached Jabad to meet a boy after making friendship with him through social media. And the boy, what he did, he imprisoned her in his friend's house and ran away. She cried for help, so the neighbors broke the door, took her out, and handed her over to the police. Can you imagine, dears of Madani Channel, who wants this? No one wants all of this drama in their life. No family wants all of this drama in their life. You know, that is why we have to be careful. No matter how greatly religious or an Allah-fearing person a strange social media friend appears to be, and how great religious content he posts, never ever make a mistake by sharing your personal information with him at any cost, in any circumstances. Whether you are a man or a woman, no make a mistake by meeting him in a park, hotel or restaurant, because there is a grave risk of losing respect, money and life, as they are no less than many people like a wolf in sheep's clothing. So this is very, very important to your views of Madani Channel. And that was regarding social media friendships. Now we go on to a very important aspect, and that's with regards to our children. And this is something that some parents, they fail to do so. And that is screen time and social media for children. You know, with the host of new challenges which parents face these days, in today's time, because back then it was different, and today parenting has, it's a new ball game altogether. Parenting has become more difficult and needs a thoughtful approach, one with hikmah, with wisdom, you know, devices like your phones, tablets, and social media, and their impacts on children are new issues which were unheard of a few decades ago. And today, parents are busy. And so giving time to address children's issues, what they're going through, parents find it somewhat difficult. So what do they do to keep children occupied and away from misbehaving? Many parents, they simply hand them a smartphone that, okay, here's a smartphone. You can go play now, go do what you want. Just don't make noise. Just as a quick fix, parents do this. And if the phone remains with the child, then parents consider the household to remain free from the former's mischief, from the child's mischief. And this allows them what? This allows the parents now to carry out their task without being disturbed. And due to this, dear viewers of Multinational, our children, they are suffering from mobile phones and internet addiction. You may not see it, but it is happening to them. They lose their creativity. They have developed a dependency on these devices. Children, you know, and their impressionable young minds are also affected by social media content. And there are harms of this. The harmful effects of social media consumption on children. You know, according to a research, it's mentioned, even children as young as 4 months old have become addicted to watching digital screens. 4 months old, dear viewers of Malini Channel. And due to parental negligence, some children are actively engaged in looking at screens for upwards of 4.5 hours daily. And the second is that children are developing deep-rooted addictions to cartoons and movies. As such, you know, their role models are animated characters and fictional characters. And right before our eyes, our own children are becoming less focused, anxious, and prone to serious mental health issues. So the next time you see your child not performing well in school, don't shout the child, don't blame the child. You need to ask yourself, what led to that? What led to it? Because from a young age, it causes mental health issues. And the third point is that children are experts in using touch screens, but are becoming less creative and geared towards physical activities. They may be unaware of how to, you know, even put their shoes on properly, but they know exactly how to make use of smartphones. And the fourth point is that another commonly observed side effect is that due to excessive screen time, children's attention span and retention is decreasing. In other words, they find it difficult to complete a task from beginning to end, and they imitate and act on the frivolity, indecency, and improper conduct they view on social media instead. This is what they do because children, they copy paste. They take their role models from the cartoons that they see, copy paste. And the fifth is that one of the greatest harms caused by social media is that it has blurred the lines between halal and haram. Children now find themselves unable to recognize haram and sinful things, and they hold no regard for avoiding them. So being so far, you know, from Islamic teachings has ruined their innocent, tender minds. So parents out there, raising children is difficult, and it is a difficult and critically important task, which requires a lot of precaution. And regarding, you know, children's use of mobile phones, there are some practical pointers. Inshallah, by acting on them, the harms of social media and mobile phone usage can be curtailed as well. But before that, dear viewers of Madhuri Channel, before we actually mention those key pointers, as you know, that we do have a very beautiful kalam Inna'at of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go and listen to this beautiful na'at of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we will be back to discuss further into this beautiful topic inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Huzur کچھ نہیں مشکل حضور آپ جو چاہیں تو کچھ نہیں مشکل سمٹ کے فاصلہ یہ چند گام ہو جائے سمٹ کے فاصلہ یہ چند اور مزہ تو جب ہے فرشتے یہ قبر میں کہہ دیں مزہ تو جب ہے فرشتے قبر میں کہہ دیں صبیح مدحت خیر الانام ہو جائے صبیح خیر الانام ہو جائے حضور ایسا کوئی انتظام ہو سلام کے لیے حاضر غلام ہو جائے
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ it's truly heart touching کلام in the praises of رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم may اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی increase our love for the beloved حبیب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم آمین یا رب العالمین الحمدللہ dear viewers of my Indian channel we are discussing the digital world and we have discussed various different aspects and angles in relation to this and just before we could go on to listening towards this beautiful kalam we have mentioned about the how parents can take precaution in the usage of children using mobile phones and what precautions they can take now one is that you can fix times and places for physical activities so your child's attention can be you know drawn away from mobile phones and social media another is if you wish you know for your child to view things that will affect that shall affect their character positively then subhanallah let them watch Madani channel's children's program and this way their minds and personalities are positively impacted and their desire for screen time is also fulfilled and another point is that the most fundamental point is for parents to take out time themselves and spend time with their children Now the time they take out for their children cannot be replaced by anything else. So these are some practical pointers, important ones that you and I, parents out there, can take. Now we're going to the next one, wherein we discuss how social media ruins a marriage. Yes. And how this is done is that spouses not giving time to each other, disregarding each other's right, and also unrealistic expectations. Now this is exposure to curated perfect couples online. It causes dissatisfaction in one's real marriage. This is so, so dangerous. And another point is how it ruins one's marriage is comparison culture. You know, couples, they start comparing their spouse to others, and they forgetting gratitude for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing. Now I want to relate to you some stats that shows the global technology usage trends. As mentioned, that 6.8 billion smartphone users worldwide, 85% of the global population, and the average user checks their phone 142 times daily. That is a 12% increase from 2024, from last year. And 73% of adults experience phantom vibration syndrome. That is false phone alerts, right? Now we go on to social media addiction stats. It's mentioned that 4.2 hours daily spent on social platforms. And 58% of teens, they report anxiety when separated from their phones. One in four relationships affected by phone snubbing. And social media platforms, they account for 67% of youth compulsive use cases. Allahu Akbar. Then we go on to workplace and productivity impact. Now, $1.3 trillion annual productivity loss from digital distractions, and employees switch tasks every 47 seconds due to notifications. One in four relationships affected by phone snubbing, and 42% of professionals check work emails compulsively after hours. Then we see the psychological and health, the physical health consequences. You know, the mental health correlations is mentioned, 39% increase in ADHD diagnosis linked to digital multitasking. And 64% of youngsters, they report sleep deprivation from late night scrolling. So all of those DVs of Madani Channel, we see that it is really, really detrimental to abuse social media, to abuse screen time. Now, on the other hand, we do have the positives of it. And yes, you know, you can even serve Islam through social media. You can, you know, it's mentioned that positive usage of social media can become a means of earning numerous good deeds. You know, so many people can simultaneously be presented with the call towards righteousness within a very short span of time. And more so, you know, a bayan, a lecture, can be delivered to various people in various locations at the same time. And also, one positive side use of social media is that despite being at different physical locations, meetings can easily be conducted for the betterment of the religious activities. And also, social media can be used to convey authentic and reliable teachings about Islam to the masses and instantly eradicate misconceptions regarding Islam. And also, social media has made it very easy to stay in touch and convey messages to each other. Through social media, one can convey his message to anywhere, anyone in the world within a few seconds. So mashallah, there are pros to it as well. There are positive sides to it as well. You can even read a book online to educate yourself about deen. Mashallah, Da'wat-e-Islami has a beautiful department called Maktabatul Madina, wherein books are released every week. And you can go onto the site, da'watislami.net, and download a book from there. And there is a book library there as well. And you can educate yourself, empower yourself. So social media, this digital, the world that we are in, use it, don't abuse it. Use it to empower others, don't use it to abuse others. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Reflection that guide both heart and mind. A better life through faith we'll find. A better life through faith we'll find. Reflections for the better.